Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of the week. What a great time it is. Time to ask B-Mitch anything. I love this. It's always fun. We get fun questions, weird questions, football questions. And there's nobody better to kick it off than our guy, the legend, Walter in Alexandria. Walter, how are you, sir?
Just fine. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing great.
The question I want to ask Brian Mitchell is, Wes Unseld was a good coach, and now the Wizards have hired him, his son, to be the coach of the Wizards. Now, what I want to know, does a son have to be a good coach simply because his father was? Now, the example I'd like to draw up, John Thompson was a dynamite coach, but his son, not so good. Now, is simply being the son of a good coach all you need to be a good coach, or do you need more? Is more required of a person in order to be able to coach successfully? And that's the question I just want to ask Brian. What do you say about that, Brian?
I don't think you're going to be a good coach just because your dad was a good coach. I think you need to put in the work. But I think ultimately what happens when you have someone that preceded you that's very good, like a John Thompson or Wes Unseld was, at the coaching position, that they're going to judge you more harshly and they're going to expect you to be exactly like him. But in this occasion, I think Wes Unseld Jr. has been in this league for a long time. He's been at the Wizards. He's been with he went over to Denver and helped them out tremendously with their defense. He's proven that he can do things at different levels along the way. So I think now getting his job and getting this opportunity at this time will give him a chance to go out there and show what he's all about. I believe he's a good coach as well. And I think right now he has the respect of the players, which is one thing you have to have to be successful in this league. And I think he'll be good. So it's not going to be just because his dad was good. It's going to be because of what he does now that he has the job. And I believe he understands that, being around his father, knowing all the stuff that his dad went through and how things were going on with this league, he knows he can't stop now. It's just the beginning.
Thank you for the call, Walter. Always appreciate you. Yeah, it's my thing with Wes Unseld Jr., I don't know enough about him. I know they said they give a lot of the credit for the Nuggets' success to him. I kind of wish they had just hired him. Like, you interviewed him. If you identified him as your best candidate, maybe you interview a couple other people.
Yeah.
But they took damn near 3 months.
Yeah, but they had to wait for other people to become available as well to finish up the whole thing. And I think in this situation, I'm not going to knock them because they wanted to make sure they dotted the I's and crossed all the T's. What if I hire you right now because I interviewed you and I like you? But Cody and Landfill are still out there. I don't have a chance to interview them. Then later on, I end up having a conversation with them, and I realized, damn, they're better than what JP was. You know what I'm saying? At least let me talk to them first, and then I now know that I still think you're the best candidate. You get what I'm saying?
Yep. All right.
Kind of like how I put that and made you feel good at the end?
Sort of.
Yeah.
question here from Ahmed. He texted me. If Brian Mitchell was elected president of the United States,
oh my Lord,
What positions would you put me, Cody, Mullins, and Stallion in?
Oh, Lord. You're going to have to be somewhere in the Department of Communication, because I know I need people to hear something all the time, and you have the best access to hear everything we need. Cody doesn't sleep, so he has to be on security. And Landfill keeps things going, so he needs to be like the guy who's going to be running my day-to-day operation.
Chief of staff.
He keeps things in order, yeah.
And what about the Stallion?
I'm actually not going to bring him on my staff. What? I'm going to put him in a spot where, you know, like you say, well, this is a spot I put somebody that I don't want to mess up something. I'll put him in that area where he can just sit behind a desk and don't have to do anything.
Or we could send him to, like, work at a national park in Wyoming.
Let him be the ambassador to Kazakhstan. Like, send him.
He'll get in trouble in Kazakhstan.
Oh, he'll definitely get in trouble wherever he goes. I think Cody should be, like, your body man. Like, presidents just have, like, a dude that's with them all the time to get stuff.
That's security right there, because he doesn't sleep.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a Secret Service guy. I think he's just your body man.
Security is the guy who goes. He's going to go before we go and set up everything, make sure everything is right. See, Cody's the guy that goes ahead.
Let's go to our guy, DNC. Darren, what's up, buddy? Ask B-Mitch anything.
Man, doing pretty good. Hope y'all feeling well, man. So I want to know a few things, or just two things, excuse me. B-Mitch, why don't you check your social media, man? I tagged you in a post, man, and you ain't even responded yet, man. It's been like 18 hours, but I'm kidding. But the real
I want him to answer that.
But no,
because you call here every damn day, Darren. You can tell me what you want to tell me. I don't need to check that damn social media. Hell, I think we so close where you have a direct line. You haven't got my phone number yet.
And look, but no,
and if you had my phone number, you would have called me and asked a question. I will curse you out.
For real, B-Mitch, can I say something though, man? For real, man. I really love listening to you, man. Like really, and calling and talking to you, man. Because I haven't said this, but I think about it all the time, man. You really remind me of my father. A lot, like really do, man. No joke. But my question is, man, if
Sly
I was
will
ever
call
do a
the brother.
Podcast,
oh, I tell you, boy.
Darren's 0-2 so far.
0-2, bro, for real. But no, man, I'm looking at starting a podcast in a couple weeks, man. If I was to start one, what would it take to get you as a guest?
Man, Darren, you my dude, bro. So
we'll sort it out.
I have to work that out. Because, see, I can't say everything I want to say right now because I got a lot of people trying to get me on their podcast.
Respectfully, man. Respectfully. I really appreciate that, man. I truly appreciate what y'all doing on the radio, man. Hail to the burgundy and gold.
All right, thanks,
brother.
D.
Appreciate you.
Let's go to Matt Stafford's on the line. Hello, Matt. How do you do?
Hey, can you hear?
We got you,
I'm
buddy.
I'm bummed out about Cam Akers. My teammate, but I love Jarrett Patterson, a guy that reminds me a little bit of him, the same kind of heart. Watch out for Jake Funk. He's my new teammate, too, and he can make some noise. Put him on the back of your fantasy roster.
That's Maryland, right?
Yeah, he's Turk.
Hey, picture this. The Summer Olympics has included American football. Team USA, picture blue helmets, blue pants with a white stripe. Old glory patch on the jersey.
I'm sorry, are you trying to get a Team USA football uniform?
Yeah.
Who is the United States football team going to play?
The rest of the world.
You're going to get smoked.
The world. Hey, B-Mitch, this is the question, though.
Yeah.
The committee's coming to you, and they say, who do you want it for? Quarterback, running back, receiver, tight end, offensive line, defensive line, cornerback, and defensive
back. This is a long question.
Linebacker,
man.
And defensive back.
Uh-huh.
Who, all right, give me three on offense and three on defense that you have to have for Team USA.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, give me Tyreek Hill and Pat Mahomes. That's two right there. And then give me Kelce, so I got three people from the Kansas City Chiefs. I want Aaron Donald. I want Chase Young. And then give me, what's the crazy dude? Ramsey.
All
on
right.
Defense.
There you go.
That's three others.
Good luck defending that, Conga. some of these questions are wild, but I guess that's the whole point. Let's go to our guy, Jupe. Jupe, what's up, buddy? You're on with B-Mitch and Finley. Ask B-Mitch anything.
Fellas, what's going on?
What
hey,
up,
real
Jupe?
Quick, B-Mitch, you could put the Stallion on your fall guy, because any scandals pop up, You can always say, hey, I with the Stallion because my man ain't getting none in like 2 years right now.
It's a good idea.
I'm good.
But you know what?
That would work too.
If it took him a year or two to get, do what he needed to do, then they're going to say, well, I know you wasn't with the Stallion. That would blow my cover right there. We know the Stallion didn't do anything.
All right, I got two quick questions. My first, if you can give me a shout out, today's my birthday. I'm 35.
Happy birthday, Juke.
Happy birthday, Juke, man. You know what? You could probably be my son, man. Damn. Ooh, go ahead.
Hey, if I am, hey,
I say probably could be. I ain't say you are. I ain't got nothing to do with no DNA. I'm just saying your age, brother. I must have started real early, though.
You shouldn't have said nothing. Nope. I'm filing for child support.
Ooh, I've been there, done that, going away from that already.
But my real question is, based off of that poll y'all was bringing up, what's more exciting, Soto putting a tie out on that baseball or Chase Young putting a tie out on that quarterback?
Man, it's depending.
Chase Young, dude.
Chase hit
like
the
Chase Young play on Chase Joe Burrow. Young,
but let's say
thank
Chase,
you for the call, Juke.
Let's say Chase hit a quarterback in game one, and the tie out that Soto just hit was the home run that's winning the World Series. Which one is the most exciting?
Yeah, that's not a fair comparison. If it's
well, I was making a stipulation. You don't tell me how to make a stipulation, JP.
Sure.
But nah, I want to see the quarterback get hit. But I love to see home runs too.
I mean, just from a number standpoint, a great season would be 14 sacks, mm-hmm. whereas a great season of home runs is 40.
Yeah.
So you see more of them over more games.
Yeah, but that's natural. You got 160-some games at 16.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So the sack is a more finite resource.
It's depending on the time of the game and when it happens.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Let's go to Russ in Charleston. Russ, what's up, man? Ask B-Mitch anything.
Hey, fellas. I talked to y'all the other day. How you been?
What's up, Russ? Doing well, man.
Come up Route 9, though.
Huh?
I didn't see that party bus come up Route 9.
Well, we're working on it.
But I did go to Firefly right over there in Hamilton.
Oh, was you cooking some gumbo and drinking some wine?
Or? Nah, I was drinking some wine, and they brought in the food, man. And the chef brought in some food, man. He had
you were talking about
he had,
the next
brisket
day.
With golf shrimp and some crab cakes, and then he had this bok choy that tastes exactly like collard greens. Salad it was outstanding, dude.
That sounds good. I like that. I like the collard greens. I like the cream spinach too, man.
All right.
But yeah, B-Mitch, I was going to ask you about the old day. I watched a rerun the other day of the old game against the 49ers. And hey, was that Candlestick Field? That Candlestick Field, man, looked worse than what FedEx Field ever was. And were you wearing them pony cleats, man?
Yep. I was wearing pony. Candlestick Field is kind of like a damn swamp, to be totally honest with you. That field was so bad, we would go to the plant and you would see like a clump of grass just digs up. And they had to come back and flatten it out. You know, like when you hit some of those bad divots on the golf course?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that.
Well, and not to mention it was a baseball field. So you were still dealing with that stuff.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, that was just kind of that old-fashioned.
They talk about Louisiana being below sea level. I think San Francisco is, too.
Let's go to Wendell in Springfield. Wendell, you're up, man. Ask B-Mitch anything.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
What's up, Wendell?
Look. Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me on. My only question was, B-Mitch, what was the toughest part about a loss on a Sunday? Because I know how I take it as a fan, and I know I overtake those losses. I shouldn't take those losses as deeply and as rooted as I do. However, I do invest monetary value in the team, and I know as a player you do too, and much less your body and your career and everything else. So I'm just curious. As a loss on a Sunday, how does that affect a player?
Well, early on in my career, when I first got here, I was crying. I was like just like the fan because that's the way I was always. But a lot of veteran players started saying, look, man, this is like, you know, you lose one, you got to get over it to start focusing on next week. You don't want to let one game affect the rest. By the time when you start later on in your career, I think you lose it, you go home, you go through it, and Monday you have to be over it. For the most part, once you finish watching the film, and your mind is going to next week. Fans don't have that same luxury because they live it until the next game comes. Because now, it troubles me more now than it did when I played. And I know it sounds a little crazy, but I had to focus on the next week when I was playing. Now I get to talk about it all week until like Thursday or Friday. Then we transition to start talking about the game coming up. So it kind of is that it's therapy for me right now. I wish I had that when I was playing the game.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Let's go.
And when you get your check on Monday, it changes your mindset a little bit.
That always helps. Let's go to Rick in D.C. Rick's got a couple of questions for you, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Brian, Rick? How are you, Mr. Mitchell?
Doing well,
hey,
man.
Doing good, Mr. Mitchell. Not a whole lot, man. I'm on my way. I'm on 85 right here in South Hill, Virginia, heading into North Carolina. I'm a musician. Got a gig in North Carolina this weekend. So I got one comment and possibly two questions real fast.
All right.
Comment. Name change. What about the Washington Kings put a gold crown on the side of that helmet with that burgundy underneath of it? Secondly, what about the Washington Viper? Put yourself a big old snake on the side of that helmet with a little blood dripping down. And questions, I'll let you answer this. And questions are, do you get involved with Gary Clark in some of the fundraisers that he does for non-profit organizations?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, with so, Gary. And then I'll go with the Kings because I'm a Leo and the Lion is a King. So I'll go with that. I like that.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you. All right, we got a bunch more, and we're going to have to talk about this NFL COVID stuff. I'm trying to just look at time here. Let's go to Jacob in Waldorf. Jacob, what's up, man? Ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. B. Mitch, this question is completely hypothetical, but I just kind of want to hear what you would say. Let's say after you were drafted in training camp and everything with Washington, things kind of fell through, and for whatever reason they didn't work out, and you were released, and you cleared waivers, and you became a free agent. What is the team that you would have picked at the time to sign with and why?
The team that came out and offered me the most money? You know, listen, I'm being honest with you, man. At that point, it's not about choosing a team that you like. I guess at this point now, I can go back and tell you what teams I would have picked because I now know different things about different teams. But at that time, I'd have been willing to jump on any team that was trying to give me an opportunity because that's all I was looking for. But I've always wondered how it would have been to be playing for the 49ers under Ed DeBartolo. Because when you talk to guys that played under him, I know how well I was treated here when I got to Washington, you know, by Jack and also Coach Gibbs and all. I know how Philly treated me and how the Giants, how things were there. But guys talk about San Francisco as if we were all in college and they were in the pros. You see what I'm saying? Because that the way he took care of those guys when they had Christmas parties and all those different type of things, I would have loved to have played under them.
So it's interesting you bring that up. I mentioned this the other day, this Kyle Shanahan interview on Sean McVay's podcast, and how Kyle was really wary about where he would go as a head coach when he was, you know, the OC in Atlanta and had kind of the world on a string. He was probably the most wanted coaching candidate. Sought after. Yeah, thank you. And he said he learned a lot from his dad's time in Washington, kind of the negative side. But even more than that, he learned from his dad's time with the Niners when he was the offensive coordinator for mm-hmm. Bill Walsh. And that at that point in time, Mike Shanahan, I think Mike Shanahan coached for Al Davis and the Raiders, and it went terribly. And then he came back to the Niners, and there were organizations Mike wouldn't interview with because he's like, listen, I know what it is to do it right. That's what the Niners do. There's only three or four, maybe five franchises in the league that do it this way, mm-hmm. where winning championships is the ideal goal. And unless I can go to an organization that's willing to do that, I'm not interviewing. And the story was that the Broncos first reached out, and Shanahan turned him down, and he told him that. He told Pat Bowlen, then the owner, that exact reason. And then a year or two later, Pat Bowlen said, Mike, I get it. And Mike's like, I'm not sure you do. You still have guys sharing rooms on the hotel, and guys don't get tickets to home games. And Pat's like, I'm willing to change it. We'll put it all together. And it was Eddie DeBartolo, those Niners teams, man.
They were first class, but then I wonder, did what happened to him later on? He changed later on in life?
Mike?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Because I'm sure people are like, well, why did you go there at that time?
A lot of people have come here.
Yeah.
Even with all the questions. Coach Joe came back. Ron had options. Ron's here.
I'll just say
this. It hasn't always been Zorns and Gruden's.
If we were to ever dig into all that, we will have to talk to people. And if they would tell us something that they would not, nobody would find out, we'll find out. People have reasons for coming.
I think mostly.
And some reasons may be things other than what we think and what we want to believe.
But I think opening up a bank vault helps a lot.
Yeah, the bank vault is one thing.
Yeah.
But that bank vault could be opened up for other businesses too.
Sure.
Outside of the football.
All right. Coming up, more information about COVID tests around the NFL. You guys are want to hear some encouraging numbers. 106.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
One more time. How many bottles? It's Friday afternoon. Right, sun is out.
I know people heard us talking last week. We had Chris Miles here. And he made a bet with me. If Milwaukee Bucks won, I had to buy Bonchon. And he's not here. And I told him, I said, you may not be here when I buy it. He said, as long as you have to buy it. So I bought Bonchon. And we sent him a picture. So I pay off my bet, and sorry you weren't there, Chris, but hey, that's your loss.
Thanks, Miles. Bonchon was great. All right, there's some information emerging around the NFL's COVID protocols that I find pretty interesting. This is from Albert Breer. NFL Chief Medical Officer Alan Sills was on a conference call, passed along the following information. 80% of all players are vaccinated. That's pretty strong.
I think that little rumor that was going out that we heard that come about the other that paychecks were going to be affected, it changed people's mindset.
I believe so. Nine teams have over 90% of their players with at least one shot. If you get one, you're probably getting the second.
Yeah.
So that means nine teams will be at over 90%. That means at least nine teams will be over 90%.
But then they say 85% is the threshold?
Yep.
So if you get over 85%, then you're not held to any type of standard at that point, right?
Players could still be. Non-vaccinated players that get down with COVID, they could still miss a game check.
But why wouldn't the team? This is my thing with the NFL. You're telling the players they're going to miss game check. Some type of way, the players, they have a game. If they don't have the game, the league's still getting some level of money.
Yeah, but I think
why they can't be affected too?
I think the point is the league's playing that game no matter what.
Well, I think that at that point they need to go work against them.
Yeah, it's clunky for sure, and I still don't know where the union is on all this. But the fact that we haven't heard from the union leads me to believe they're signing off in some capacity. Here's the one. So I look at this as good news for the NFL as far as I'm not getting involved in the politics of wanting the vaccination or not. But what I do want as a reporter and as a consumer of football, I want the games. I want the games played when they're supposed to be played. I want to watch them. I want to gamble on them. I want to play fantasy. I want all of those.
You're not the
only
one. There's people out there that's trying to act like they don't care, but they want all the same things you want.
Totally. So some good news. 80% of all players are vaccinated. Nine teams have over 90% of players with at least one shot. Then, like anything in life, there's the other side of this. There's only five teams remaining that are under 70%.
Okay.
We know one of them.
Okay.
And it's the one we talk about every day, the Washington football team.
All right, figure that. Name another four.
I that's unknown. I'm just saying I know, based on conversations I had yesterday, that the Washington football team's at least, as of yesterday, was at least under 60%.
See, the reason I was saying if I would know the rest of them, then I maybe I'd be able to formulate some level of why or why I think it is and things of that nature, because I would say this, the teams that are probably 90%, if we really went through the type of coaches that they have and the program ran, we would probably know who they are just by certain things just goes.
Certainly. But listen to this, and I think you'll like this. And this is my guess how the union got involved a little bit. A vaccinated NFL player who goes on the COVID list will still get his per-game bonus.
Uh-huh.
An unvaccinated player would not get the bonus. So they are prepared to carve out those situations, which seem rare but do exist, where folks can test positive for COVID even though they've been vaccinated.
Well, let's be the devil's advocate here for a little bit. And being a guy who was a former union rep, I think that's great grounds for a lawsuit, because I'm not going out trying to get it, okay? And so I don't get my game check because I'm not vaccinated. Just like if I go out there and I play and I get hurt on Wednesday or Thursday and I don't play Friday, I still get my check, okay? What if I didn't come to a treatment session on Wednesday? I didn't play, and the other guy went, and he didn't play. We both going to get our checks. Why this one is so different? Now, I know earlier I was saying all this stuff about I understand what the teams are doing, but truly, you're in a sense directly telling people you have to do what I'm telling you to do, or you can do exactly what somebody else does, and I'm going to give them their check and not give it to you.
Correct.
Which some lawyer is going to be able to take that and run with it.
I think, I don't know if it's the NFL. I don't know if it will be schools this fall, because my guess is some school districts in some states are going to mandate kids get the vaccine to come back to school. I think you'll see some large employers mandate that people get the vaccine to come back to work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it's coming, but there will be lawyers for sure.
Yeah.
And I very much think this will go to the Supreme Court. Think about just as media. We're in the media. And a lot of media are outspoken, and a lot of media are particularly partisan. You and I aren't, but imagine congressional hearings when everything starts opening all the way back up, and maybe half that Congress wants mandated vaccines and half of them don't.
Well, that's just
all of these
Congress.
Things are just going to.
There are congressmen right now arguing that you shouldn't get the vaccine, and their ass has already got it. Okay? So when you start talking about politicians, I don't listen to them. They lie more than anybody else.
Totally.
So they will say, oh, don't do it. They're telling you what to do. But they have everything, and they got all the other ones that come in, and they get the tests and everything else and all this stuff to stop them from getting sick. But they don't care if you go get sick because, as we stated earlier, it's ultimately about money. I stay alive. I keep moving. I get more money.
I've asked you this before. I don't think you did watch Mad Men, right? I think Mad Men's one of the great all-time television shows. And Don Draper is the main character. He cheats on his first wife. Then he cheats on his next wife, who's like 30 years younger. Kind of ruins her life a little bit. And at the end, she's just like so angry at Don. So angry. And he just slides her a check and says, that's what the money is for. The answer to everything in our world.
How did she act when she got that check?
When she saw how much it was, seemed like it kind of brightened her day up
a
bit.
So she didn't get him knocked off or nothing, huh?
No.
Wow.
The answer to everything in our world is money. So
it seems to be that.
This is not the NFL, I don't believe. This is not their appeal for
acting like they really care.
Public health in our nation.
No, they don't care.
You know, I don't think they care on some level.
Everybody to be healthy to be able to come spend money so they can make more.
They care. Listen, I think there's altruism and then there's just reality. I'm sure they care on some level. Let's all, like, you and I care on some level that everybody gets vaccinated, but I think people have their own right to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
But the NFL just wants to get paid.
Yeah.
They want to get back to full operations.
See, they wanted to get closer and closer to 100% because then they don't have to worry about stipulating, stopping things. Then they can have everybody come in and then you can go back to the highest prices possible to get you a damn beer.
How about this?
Watered down.
This is from Riverboy on Twitter. He says, my son is going to be a freshman at Virginia Tech this fall. Virginia Tech has mandated that all students must be vaccinated in order to attend the fall semester. His vaccination card has to be uploaded by August 6th.
Okay.
That's a college. And, yeah. And you could say, well, you don't have to come, but they're putting the mandate out.
But I think ultimately for a lot of those colleges, and ultimately for the NFL as well, it's coming down to liability, which means what? If I'm found liable, I have to spend what? Money. And nobody becomes rich by constantly shelling out. So what they're trying to do is make sure they're trying to get everything in a position to where it's not 100% guaranteed, but it's a damn lot closer than it is not. You know, then it's not closer when people have it than more people not having.
It's just, it's going to be a mess. It's not going to go anywhere. And, I mean, look at Cole Beasley, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has become this staunch anti-vaccination person, and at times the logic is circular or not even there.
Well, he threw out some stuff yesterday, and Mark Cuban called his bluff. Did he accept? I don't think he did.
I don't believe he is.
Okay, then, so.
I don't know. And then, I don't know, man. It's just,
he don't believe in, this is the thing, he don't believe in vaccinations, but he's sure in the hell invested in the company that makes them. The vaccine, he invested in that company. But I don't believe in that stuff.
But there's Cole Beasley. I mean, we heard Montez Sweat here. He hasn't been nearly as defiant as Beasley, but
as Montez said, he's not educated enough.
And that was after Ron had an expert talk to the team.
The one thing I would love to have him have a real conversation now is like, what have you found out since? Have you actively gone out and tried to educate yourself in this process? Or did you just listen to wherever you saw something and just kept running with it? I would have to ask everybody that question, because whether I believe in or don't believe in, I think I should be trying to educate myself before I just listen. And if you listen, if you found your information online, I'm talking about like Twitter, Facebook, that type of thing, Instagram, don't ever admit that publicly.
Certainly. Certainly. I mean, it's a tricky situation, man. The NFL is requiring reporters show their vaccination card. So,
hey,
it's the pressure's going to come from all corners. Here's what we got to do. Time for we could do that too. Time for the weekend parlay, and I have a story that I cannot wait to tell Brian, Cody, and Mullins.
You put your parlay bet in yet?
I did.
Oh wow, you still last.
I got one in. We'll reveal a. I don't know that it's embarrassing to me, but it is certainly a weird kick in the you know what. That's coming next. 106.7 Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Right now, though, we got to do a little bit of traffic. First time in a while. Your boy won, heard it here first this week. Outright. I will expect $5 from all of you immediately. Will not hold my breath. Cody, you keep that because I owe you money for the beer. So just take $5 off what I owe you. Landfill, do I owe you money for the parlay last, like 2 weeks ago or something?
Yeah.
All right, so we're square.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I can settle a date to be determined.
He just bought you chicken. He's good too.
I want to play him for it on golf.
So in 13 minutes, I'm going to play golf.
No, that's 12 minutes and some. But it's going to take you about an hour to get there total from now.
What do you think the number is today?
Look.
My last round, I shot a 93.
Where were you?
Short joint in North Carolina.
Where are you playing now?
Congressional.
At the blue course?
Gold.
Gold course? You're playing for what tees?
The gold. The men's tees. Where we play.
All right, then. I go over under 94. I'm going over.
I think I'll keep it in double digits.
But, over under 94, I mean, I'm going over.
I just, yeah.
And I don't want you to take no puss. Hold everything out. Geez,
you're so much fun. You're so much fun,
I mean,
to talk about
that's
this
the way. Then we really know what you shot. Because if you take a two-footer, you'll take a six-footer.
I won't take any six-footers, I promise. We got a match going.
Who are you playing with?
I'll tell you off air.
Well, whoever that is, he knows my number?
It's somebody you know, yes.
Give my number.
We'll situate that. I got to tell you this story before we get to our weekend parlay.
If you're listening and you're playing with JP, get my number from him and text me.
I can't
as you get
tell
there.
You who it is. I'll tell you when we're not on air.
I'm telling okay. them if they're listening.
All right. Okay. So this story yesterday. So I think I told you this. So I had a long ass day yesterday. I was I woke up 5:30 to go work out. Was in here 9:30, whatever time I normally get in here. Show from 10 to 2. Maybe I got in here at like 9:45, but whatever. I was still awake. Did the show 10 to 2. Then we drive out to Upper Marlboro area to do the interview with Jarrett Patterson. Really great family. From there, I have to go to Alexandria to the great people, Oarsman Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram. We had a podcast event. During the podcast event, had to do a live hit for NBC for COVID stuff. Finished the podcast event. Chip Briere, our guy, is moving down to Virginia Beach. Had a little going away party. Went over there for a minute. Said goodbye to him. All the while, I'm driving my wife's car because my wife got the new car. Within like 2 days of having it, we drove down to the beach, drove down to the Outer Banks. The kids just destroyed it, right? Two little kids on a long car ride. There's sand, there's candy, there's french fries. The car just got violated. The dog was in the car. The dog was wet. And I want her to feel like she still has a nice new car. So my boys at Oarsman hooked me with a detail. So it was very nice of them. So I'm driving my wife's car all day to make her car nice. Right?
Yeah.
I'm also exhausted. I get home. Let's say I get home like 9:15. My dog goes crazy. You see how my dog gets. My dog gets really excited. So my wife usually lets him out if it's later at night so he can bark and stuff and chase me around outside so it doesn't wake the kids up. So the dog, she lets the dog out as I'm parking, and that's totally normal. And then I'm getting out of the car. I got all this stuff. So I'm finally getting out of the car. My wife comes outside, which is not normal at all. And I'm like, this is weird. She's like, hey, how was your day? I'm like,
I wrecking your car.
I'm like, it was good. So I took her car and left my new truck at home. Uh-huh. Hey, if you need to go anywhere, just take the truck. She's like, oh, I won't drive that. All right. Well, you can. It's just like any other vehicle you've driven. No big deal. So she walks out and says, hey, how's your day? I was like, it's fine. Just kind of a long day. No big deal. She's like, so I want to talk to you about something. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I immediately know something's up because if it's something I did, the greeting would not be this nice.
Yeah.
She also happened to mention, oh, hey, I picked you up key lime pie from Whole Foods. I know you love that.
Buttering you up.
I'm like, what is going on here? She's like, so you know I was nervous to drive your car. I'm like, oh, what the hell? And you know how bad that Whole Foods parking lot is? I'm like, oh, what the hell? She backed into a lamppost in my brand new truck.
As soon as she said, how's it? What did I say? I know it. Hey, put that in your back pocket. Don't let that go yet. Put that in your back pocket. They do it. You got a lot to do it.
That is exactly.
Hell yeah.
That is exactly my plan.
Lay it off today. But it's going to come back tomorrow. Lauren, you listening to me, huh? Yeah, I'm teaching him.
Lauren told me, she's like, listen, I know this really sucks and it's annoying, but at least it's good content. Like, even my wife knows that.
Well, see, maybe that's because you talk too much. See, you're giving her your words, your wording, and she's using it against you. That's not content. I have to spend money on that truck that you shouldn't have backed into that damn pole with.
Correct. Correct.
I said it. JP didn't say that.
Mullins, how happy does that story make you?
I'm pretty happy right now.
I mean, I'm literally watching Lamphill in there cheer and clap.
When you start telling the story, and then you go, she came, I said, she wrecked your car. I knew it off the bat, dude. Listen.
Yeah.
If we come home and say hi, they automatically say, what did you do?
Right.
Like, we're the only being or the only sex that does that. Women are the best at it. They created it. They butter you up and things happen when something is wrong or more money was spent than you expected. I know how this goes.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Correct. Now.
Back pocket, baby. Back pocket.
I know. I'm holding on to this one.
Yeah.
Mullins, it's time for the weekend parlay.
But don't back her car into something because you're going to still pay for it.
I need the money to fix my bumper. Kiss my bumper. That's what I should have said. Who all's in the parlay? Lamphill, run it down for us, dude.
It's me, you, Beamich, Cody, Stallion, and Ahmet.
All right, what do we got?
All right, Ahmet took the White Sox money line against the Brewers. I took the United States money line against Jamaica in the quarterfinals of the Gold Cup. I think it was Ryan who took the over in the Yankees-Red Sox games. That is over 8.5. I think Bemich took the Mets money line tonight. Cody took the Nats -1.5. And I think JP, you took the Giants.
San Francisco Giants.
Yeah,
they're hosting the Pirates.
Yeah.
What does it pay, and how much are some of these people going to put up?
It pays $36.26. I have no idea what any of you are putting on it, but I'm putting $1.
$1. How many have we gotten in the last couple of weeks? I feel like we've gone 1 for 7.
I think in the past couple of weeks, there have been 2 parlays, and there have been 11 picks total, and I think we're like 3 and 8.
Okay.
Yes, so that's not great.
$1.
All it takes is one, baby. All it takes is one.
What do you got on it?
I don't need to talk to you. You don't accept money.
But I mean, he reads the total of what we're going to put in and what we could win.
It pays 36, whatever. You know, that'd be cool.
All right. So 20 for Brian, 20 for Ahmed. How much are you putting in, Cody?
Sign me up for $1.
Ooh, Cody losing confidence. He's usually a 5'10 guy.
Because he normally loses.
That's true.
Maybe he's tired.
I mean, he normally loses the damn bets. He normally loses money. He lives in a casino. What the hell are you?
He made $4 and didn't sleep. Was it worth it, Cody?
It absolutely was.
Was not.
I had a great day.
All right, bud. I just keep your eyes open until you get to where you're going.
Put your window down and turn up, what was the song? Foo Fighters.
Little Uzi Vert. Or Trippy P. What's my guy's name?
Trippy Red. I tagged you in a tweet. Go look.
Trippy Red. I'm going to listen to that today.
So $45 would pay $1,632.
Pretty good. I get 10% of that?
That's not how that works.
We got to go. Grant and Danny are up next. I got Albert Breer at 3 o'clock. Mike Florio joins them at 4:25. Make sure you keep it right here on 106.7 The Fan. Thank all of our guests today, PFT commenter Sam Fortier, and everybody that called in for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Thank you to listening. Next week, Richmond, VA. Be there or be square. You made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.